Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we were talking about the sureness of the promises of God and the fact that there is no hopelessness for the Christian. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's interesting to me, you have the word therefore in the Bible and the word wherefore. For about every 3 to 4 times the word therefore appears, you have one time wherefore. And it sounds like they're about the same thing, but there is a difference. Therefore says, we have come from thence to this point, and we're headed to that point over there. Wherefore says, we have come from that point, and we're now at this point. And so wherefore is the idea, now that you're at this point, do this now, whereas therefore has, okay, do this until you get to the next point. So having these promises is wherefore. We've already got the promises. They're by God. They're sure. He does not lie. So having these promises, coming to this conclusion by faith, my assurance of salvation, the reason I know my salvation is secure is by faith. I know the word of God is good. He does not lie. And so knowing that by faith and total trust in the word of the Lord, he says, comfort one another with these words. You see, it could happen at any moment. And knowing that he could come at any moment makes us want to fulfill 1 Thessalonians 4:7, where it says, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. You're eternally secure? Great. Now, realize that at his coming, you're either going to be ashamed or you're going to have confidence. And knowing that coming could be at any moment, let's strive to live holy and acceptable in his sight. So, my friend, our sorrow is not as the world's, because the world's sorrow is hopeless. However, we do have sorrow, and we do need comfort. Complete reliance in these words will comfort us. Why? Because they are the words of the Lord. And these words are not only comfort for when a loved one in Christ dies, it is comfort for when we go through trials and troubles. That is why Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 tells us that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So verse 18, by the way, verse 18 is called a present imperative in the Greek. That just simply means it's a command for us to continually to seek to comfort the sorrowing and troubled with these words. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Comfort one another. Yes, it gets hard. Yes, it gets tough. But the joy of the Lord is our strength, and the joy of the Lord is fully realized at the rapture, and we can enter into the joy of the Lord. So comfort one another with these words. Now, my friend, death has been called the grim reaper, the great leveler of man. Every man, this preacher included, has a rendezvous with death. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27 says, It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. The book of Job calls death the king of terrors. My friend, don't meet the king of terrors without being under the everlasting arms of the King of Kings. Let me ask you a very important question. Are you 100% sure, if you died today, that heaven is your home? You say, Brother Andy, nobody can be 100% sure. Oh, yes. If you're relying totally on the Lord Jesus Christ, then you can be 100% sure because He does not lie. He just doesn't. And He'll save. Isn't it foolish to not be sure and doubt whether or not you would go to heaven? When 1 John 5 and verse 13 lets us know that you can be sure. For there we read, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. And that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." You know you have eternal life. And that comes through Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it tells us, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come." Are you ready for that day? Jesus said in John 6:37, "That him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Jesus wants to save you. My friend, please allow him to do it today. If you will, there'll be no hindrance, no hesitation, no halfway job, and no hopelessness for you, because yours is the Lord. Now, my friend, the Bible talks about heaven and hell, but the Bible tells us the good news of the way to heaven. It must also tell us that all have sinned, and that includes me, and that includes you. And God is holy, and as a result of being holy, God must punish sin. Otherwise, He would not be true to Himself. This whole world would be thrown off course. The wages of sin is death, the Word of God states. Final complete separation forever from God in the lake of fire. And sin's wages must be paid. Yes, the wages of sin is death, and that's grim news. But that's only half of the verse in Romans 6:23. The good news is found in the second half of that same verse, which reads, "But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, wages is something we've earned. It's something that we have coming to us. By our sin, each of us have coming to us hell, the eternal lake of fire, is what we deserve. But the gift, what we don't earn, what we don't deserve, is eternal life through Jesus Christ. If a person dies and goes to hell, he gets exactly what he deserves. Strict justice, and nothing more, but nothing less. But if a person goes to heaven, he really doesn't get what he deserves. He receives what Jesus Christ deserves. And my friend, salvation is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. And Jesus Christ, God's Son, shed His precious blood on the cross to pay for every sin you ever have or ever will commit. 3 days later, He rose from the dead, having conquered all that conquered you. So, my friend, turn from your sins and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You see, life is serious. Death, sin, salvation, eternity, your soul. Serious. At stake is life. life itself. Eternal life. Your eternal life. No man on his deathbed ever said, "I'm sorry I received Christ and lived the Christian life." Oh, my friend, let the Lord speak to your heart. Please do not resist His glorious work. Let Him save you right now. Why not right now, trusting Him with your heart and life, receive Him as your Savior? Won't you bow your head and pray this prayer? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood on the cross and died for all my sins. I believe that 3 days later, He rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, would you write me? Our announcer will be giving you our physical address as well as our web address through which you can email me. And just let me know that you asked the Lord to save you. If I have your physical address, I will mail you our booklet that I wrote titled Building Blocks. We'll send it to you absolutely free. No strings attached. This book will teach you things about doctrine, about the second coming of Christ, about how to pray, how to study your Bible, about the local church, how to serve God. And I want you to have that. I want you to have it free. Just write me and say, "I ask the Lord to save me listening to your broadcast." Or you may write and just say, "Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I'd like to have the Building Blocks booklet," and I'll send that to you. Now, on the other hand, you may be a Christian that has gotten away from the Lord. And now you just need to pray, realizing the rapture could come at any moment. And you'd be caught up, but you'd be ashamed. You'd be saved so as by fire. Let me encourage you to get your life right back with God. Get your eyes back on Christ. Get back in His Word. Get in His house. Be faithful and serve Him. Call up your pastor. If you don't have a pastor, look in the yellow pages for Baptist Independent Fundamental. Make sure they use this good old King James Bible and ask them to help you move on to your next step in Christ. Well, I see that my time is up, and I do want to thank you for listening today. That means so much to us. Please ask your friends to listen to our Lamp and Light broadcast. And friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.